We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire. With the seventh pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Penei Sewell, tackle, Oregon.
He's going to run it straight in. Jared Goff.
Carr gets down the Detroit Lions. TJ Hawkins, they did it. They tied it. They're an extra point away from winning this game. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to Twitter Spaces on a Saturday night. A little different than this week than compared to our previous weeks. Usually we are recording on Friday night on Twitter Spaces, but we are now live on a Saturday as Pierre just posted something in my face. And I know if you guys are listening to this back, you can't see this, but Pierre posts Aiden Hutchinson's 40-yard dash. So I didn't know they even had this speech on Twitter.
Pierre, whoa. Pierre did not post that. That was me.
Malcolm posted.
I posted that, goddammit.
Malcolm posted. My fault.
I
see it right now.
Yeah, Pierre was like, wait, I did what?
I didn't know this was a feature. So this is pretty cool. It's like you could update people with the news. So this is just more of an incentive. If you're not here listening live, to come in live so you could see the visual things that I'm talking about right now, because you're not getting that experience right now listening. But regardless, we appreciate you if you are listening back to this Twitter Spaces right now. We got a full squad with us today. Pierre, Malcolm, how you boys doing today on this different scheduling time on a Saturday this time?
I'm doing well, Tyler. How are you? Malcolm, what's up, bro?
Doing well, man. Malcolm?
Finally, Mr. Hart has come back to Twitter Spaces. Let's go, man. I'm here. Woo, let's go, man.
We're officially in off-season mode. Like, I know it's been the off-season for a minute now, but, like, we're officially in off-season mode, man. Like, this is when all the stuff is really coming in your face now. Playoffs are, you know, really done now. You got the Combine this week. You got NFL free agency really coming up very soon. This is the heart of the NFL off-season, and this is when all the stuff is just going to come right to your face. And as we're talking right now, the Combine is going on right now. The defensive linemen and linebackers are currently working out in Indy right now. So we're going to talk some combine. We're going to talk some free agents. And I want to talk about one specific free agent, and that is Amari Cooper, who is expected to get released by the Dallas Cowboys. And obviously the Lions are in need of a wide receiver. And we're going to talk about Amari Cooper potentially being a fit for the Lions, or maybe someone the Lions should maybe not go towards. So I think this should be definitely interesting. So I'm going to kick it off to you, Pierre. Amari Cooper is looking like he's going to get released from the Dallas Cowboys. They are going to save about, I believe, north to $16 to $18 million, something around that range, with releasing Amari Cooper. He's still a 27-year-old wide receiver. Lions obviously need some receivers right now in their core right now. So you see Amari Cooper most likely hitting the market. What's your thoughts on that?
I'm going after him. I know some people are opposed to that, but this is a guy who fits perfectly with Jared Goff. He's one of the best route runners in the league, in my opinion, maybe top two. He's probably behind Adams. Great player. He's had a little health issues, but he's fast. The Lions also look for a guy who could stretch the field. He could do that as well. And he stresses, like, all levels of the defense. He'd go intermediate, he'd go short, he'd go deep. So Tyler, I mean, you look what the Lions have. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Amari Cooper, and then maybe like a rookie, and your receivers room is fixed. So, Cooper is a legitimate wide receiver one, too. Like, he's proven in this league. He's a great player.
So, looking at this thing Malcolm just posted right now, Pro Football Bets put Amari Cooper as a plus 700 betting odds to join the Detroit Lions. So, I mean, you don't ever put stock into betting lines, but I think that's definitely interesting to see that Cooper is a plus 700 to join the Detroit Lions. So, you know, Malcolm, I'm going to get you in here now. Amari Cooper, 27-year-old, you know, Pierre brings up the point that he thinks he's the second best route runner. I don't know if I would go that far. Do I think he's a great route runner? Obviously, I think he's up there. But I think we have to give our flowers to guys like Devontae Adams, like you said, and Keenan Allen, most definitely. I think Keenan Allen's definitely number two.
I mean, like, maybe 100%. Top five.
Okay, that's a lot more fair. I was going to say two.
I forgot about Keenan Allen.
I can't go that far. I think Keenan Allen and Devontae Adams are the clear one and two right there, and I can't put Cooper
there. Yeah, I forgot about Keenan.
So.
I personally think Devontae Adams is in the league of his own.
That's very fair, yes. Very fair.
But Amari Cooper, man, I don't know why a lot of people are actually against it. They're like, no, I don't want him in Detroit. But I think Amari Cooper would be a great fit in Detroit. You know, for me personally, anybody that's going to upgrade any position that on this team, I'm down for it. So if you bring in Amari Cooper, I'm just envisioning Amari Cooper with Amon-Ra St. Brown, with whoever the hell we drafted this goddamn draft as a receiver, because I know they're going to draft either one or maybe a couple receivers in the draft class. And you just mix that up, and then you have T.J. Hockenson back there. Man, you're talking about an explosive offense, man. I don't know, man. If you bring in Amari Cooper with his offense, I actually like what I see.
So I have a question for both of you guys. I mean, Amari Cooper is obviously going to come with the price tag. Like, you're not getting Amari Cooper for, you know, $10 million. You're going to have to pay Amari Cooper probably. So I guess my question to both of you guys is, what's the limit you're going for Amari Cooper? Because teams are going to be – you know, I think there's going to be a lot of suitors for a guy like Cooper in this open free agency market. So I'm going to start off with you, Pierre. What's the most you're willing to give a guy like this?
So, Tyler, I just went on SpoTrack. You know how they do the market valuations?
Yeah.
Right now they have him at 3 years, 51.5, so $17.1 million. I'd be fine with that.
Okay.
You know, not the 20 range, not 18, but somewhere between maybe 15 and 18.
And you said 3 years?
Yeah, because he's going to be 28, I believe, in June. He turns 28, yep. So he's kind of entering his prime right now. You don't want to give, like, a dude 5-year deal who's 28. It's not ideal.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure we got 3 years. And then, Malcolm, do you like that price range that SpotTrick has?
I am on the same boat, man. 15 to 17, I'm perfectly fine with that. Nothing more than 17. I think it's just too much right now. Detroit could definitely go other directions if they, you know, if it is more than that. But if there's, you know, anywhere between 15 to 17, that's good for Amari Cooper.
All right. I'm not going to put my Tyler blame on this, but you guys are going to say I am. But hey, I'm going to do it. You hear that knock, right?
What the hell are you about to say, Tyler?
Amari Cooper has a track record of being healthy. He doesn't miss games. He doesn't miss many games.
So he doesn't.
He doesn't. So I'll tell you.
Wait. He was healthy all last year.
So he played in 15 games last year. 15 out of the 17.
I saw his numbers being like. I saw his numbers take a dip. I thought it was because he was maybe hurt or something.
Well, they had CeeDee Lamb. They implemented Cedric Wilson, and then. You know, they had those games too where Dak Prescott's just not on it, and they had a lot of options too in Dallas. But
he had a few years, like his first year in Dallas, I think, or no, that's never mind. Yeah, you're right. I thought he actually had an injury. He doesn't have really an injury history.
He doesn't miss many games.
God damn it! No, oh, shit. You know what? Now that you bring this up, let's not bring him on because now. Tyler has a way of doing this and talking about injuries, and when he says it. Like the reverse happens.
It always happens.
Oh, this guy never got injured. This guy's been healthy all year, and then bam, he gets hurt.
I didn't want to bring it, but you have to bring it up when you're saying stuff like this, especially when you're bringing out.
Tyler. You personally don't have
to. But you guys are not saying it. I wanted you guys to say it. If you guys said it, I would have said it.
Next time, write it in the chat, and then maybe Pierre will say it because you just have.
At the same time, I'm still bringing it up.
All right, but guys, like Tyler's right. So he's played in 56 games and appeared in 52. Like, he's had 56 games and appeared in 52. So he's only missed four games in his career. And
so he's pretty durable. That's good, man. But shit, Tyler just be jinxing shit.
Yo,
man.
I don't believe in that stuff, whatever. So
Tyler actually last season came out and was like, yo, Mario Warrior never missed a game. He's been the healthiest person on our team. 1 week later.
IR out for the year.
IR done for the year. Like, what the hell?
Let's blame that on Tyler.
Yeah, let's blame it on Tyler. Tyler does this. He does this all the time.
So
no, but all jokes aside, man, I think Amari Cooper, like, you look at Jared Goff too. He likes those guys who could separate. Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, he had that in LA. Like, it's a perfect fit for this offense.
Yo, there was a person on Twitter. I'm not even going to say their name. This is going to be very funny, but there is somebody on Twitter.
Oh, my God. I know where this is going.
There was somebody on Twitter, I'm not going to say any names, that said, and quote, he said Amari Cooper's a bust.
Why would you say that here? People can look that up so easily.
Well, if they look it up, they look it up. I'm not saying who said it, but I'm just saying somebody said it. They called his
name. Let's just say that person doesn't have a high football IQ.
Stop. We're not going there.
I just want to know, do you think he's a bust?
No, he's been a first team all pro. He's been an all pro.
No, he's not a bust. The guy's made $100 million in his NFL career. He's not a bust by any means.
I was just making sure that I wasn't going crazy. Because when I first saw it, I was like, wait, are we talking about the same guy? And he was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, he's a bust. I was like, whoa.
Bro, he was
whoa.
I believe he was all pro. Wasn't he all pro?
I don't know, but he was a four-time Pro Bowler. He has multiple 1,000 yards receiving yards. I mean, you can't call that a bust. That's
my bad. Ridiculous. I don't think he was all pro, but he was. He's been a Pro Bowler, but he's a really good player.
He's a very good football player, and I think that market range that you guys had set out around that 15 to 17 range, I think that fits perfectly. I really do. I think you get a veteran too in that receiving core, a guy where. I think people are looking at Amari Cooper and thinking that the Lions are in this humongous rebuild. And I think people got to put in context, football rebuilds are usually not as long or not supposed to be as long compared to other sports. So I think when people look at Amari Cooper, it's like, oh, we're still rebuilding. We don't really need a guy like this right now. But again, I mean, your timetable to start competing is – realistically 2023, like in 2022, next season, you have a chance to make some noise, maybe flirt with the playoffs, and maybe even with the 17 playoffs and with how the NFC is shaking out to be right now, maybe you can even mess around and actually make the playoffs next year. But hypothetically, the real timetable for the Lions to do something legitimately is not next season, but the season right after that. And Amari Cooper is not one of those guys where you're bringing on just for 1 year. You're bringing Amari Cooper for, like what Pierre said, more than likely like a 3-year contract. So I think he kind of fits perfectly with your timetable where you're expecting to compete. He's a guy that you can kind of get him accustomed to your offense, get him, get him used to it. And you just put him part of that core with Amon-Ra St. Brown, you get Cooper in. At that point, you got a legitimate one-two punch and still having resources and assets to go out in either the draft or maybe even in another guy in free agency and really make a legitimate core of receivers. So I don't really understand people being against going Amari Cooper. This is a guy that makes a lot of sense. And Amari Cooper, I think, could work with legitimately any quarterback. I don't think he's a guy that is just a one-trick pony who's good with this quarterback or this quarterback. Like Amari Cooper, if it's with Goff or if it's with a rookie quarterback or if it's with a veteran quarterback, a different veteran quarterback, he's still a very good fit for this offense and what they want to run. So I'm with both of you guys. I think Amari Cooper at that value would be a great addition.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys a question because I know a lot of people been saying, I guess the big knock on Amari Cooper is his motor. A lot of people are saying, oh, sometimes he checks out and sometimes he's not there all the way. And, you know, that's the reason why he's leaving. That's the reason why the Cowboys are trying to dump him. What is your thoughts on that, guys? Like, as far as I know, he's making north of 20 million right now, right? As far as with the Cowboys,
making 20 a year, 20 a year at 100.
And I know with the Cowboys, I guess they don't feel like he's meeting the production based on his contract. And I'm not sure if that's the sole reason why they want to get rid of him. But what do you guys think on that? Do you think there's a motor issue with Amari Cooper? So does he check out sometimes? Or what the hell is going on with Amari Cooper?
No. So, like, I've seen Cowboys fans. They don't want to release him. So what the Cowboys want to do is they want to try to retain Gallup, retain Cedric Wilson, and sign Randy Gregory to a contract. And releasing Cooper, they think they could do all of that. So it's basically like addition by subtraction, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think I haven't really seen him check out. I've watched him play. Like, I don't watch all of his games, but Dallas is on primetime a lot. We've watched him play. Doesn't look like he checks out.
Yeah, I don't think Dallas is getting rid of Amari Cooper because they want to get rid of Amari Cooper. I think it's just to do other stuff that the team needs to do to get done this offseason, and that they have the resources, I guess, to still win without Amari Cooper. Because, like, what Pierre just mentioned, you know, they drafted CeeDee Lamb 2 years ago. They want to keep Michael Gallup as part of their core because he's younger, obviously. And then they want to keep Cedric Wilson as well because he's younger. So it makes sense why the Dallas Cowboys are going this way. But a team like Detroit, you're not paying any receivers right now. And you have the cap flexibility to make a move like this and put Cooper a part of your core. And you're going to get him for a little probably cheaper cost than what the Cowboys were currently paying right now. So I think once Amari Cooper hits that open market, I really truthfully believe that there's going to be a lot of suitors for him. A lot of teams are going to be interested in wanting him to be part of their core for sure.
Yeah, and like we've seen like the draft right now, like we saw the combine the other day, it's loaded with receivers. And even the free agency class is loaded with receivers. So I think his price could go a little lower too just because of all the available receivers. And another thing is when you're released, you don't count against the comp formula. So like, say like the Lions lose a free agent, right? And free agency. And they sign Cooper. Cooper doesn't count against that because he was released. He wasn't scheduled to be a free agent, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, but the Lions don't have anyone to even receive a comp pick at the receiver position.
No, but like, I don't think it's the receiver. Like, say they lose Charles Harris, right?
Yeah.
And they don't really sign a guy to a high deal. They could get a potential comp pick for Charles Harris, for example.
That's true. That's possible. I was thinking like last year when we lost Kenny G, we didn't sign a receiver. We're going to receive that comp pick this year. So that's what I was kind of putting the two and two together.
So
yeah. Charles Harris is probably the only guy I could see probably us receiving a comp pick for if we lost him.
That's if they don't sign a guy to a similar contract.
Well, I don't see the line. I wouldn't see the Lions doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. But. Man, Amari Cooper would be fun in this offense. Speed, excellent route running, great release. He's like everything you want a receiver, and he's established. He's going to be only 28 years old, still entering his prime. Bring him here, man. Bring him here.
Yeah, and you are not putting all of the stress and all the role on him. You still got a guy like Amon-Ra St. Brown, and you're probably going to get another guy in this draft class. So you're going to have a nice – you know, plus row of receivers where you can complement Amari Cooper really well, and I think he could have a really good fit with this offense for sure.
Right.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So we're all in agreement. Amari Cooper to Detroit is a good thing.
Yep. Bring him here, goddammit.
Okay. usually there's one conflicting person on it, but I think we're all in agreement here. So Amari Cooper to Detroit. I'm all down for it, for sure. All right.
We're all on Amari Cooper.
All right. Let's talk about the NFL Combine that is currently going on right now and that's been going on the last couple of days. We've seen the 40-yard numbers. We've seen the splits. We've seen all the bench presses, the vertical. We've seen everything. That's something that us football junkies absolutely live for. We love this day, or this week, I should say, of the NFL Combine, keeping up with all these complex football statistics and 40-yard dashes, everything. So I'm going to kick it off to you, Pierre. I want to start off with the big one. So obviously the number two pick is the big argument, Aiden Hutchinson, Kayvon Thibodeau. You've seen now their combine, most of it. I think Hutchinson is still going. I don't know if it's over now, but as I was watching, it was still going. And Thibodeau actually said he's done. He ran his 40-yard, and he said, I'm done. I'm not doing any more drills. And he actually said before the week that he said he was going to participate in every drill, so that was definitely interesting. But I'm just interested, after seeing all the measurements, all the, you know, the athleticism numbers that we've seen so far from Thibodeau and Hutchinson, has your opinion altered, or are you still on the Hutchinson hype train for number two right now?
No, Todd, I'm on the Hutch train, and here's why. So you guys know what RAS is, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about this. So it's the numbers are still unofficial, but right now his RAS is a 9.68. 10 is the highest, so he's really athletic. And the most impressive thing to me was the 10-yard split, which is 1.62. That's basically his get-off. 1.62 is like J.J. Watt type of numbers, Nick Bo, or one of the Bosa brothers. This kid could get off, and he shows effort. Daniel Jeremiah compared to Jared Allen, I think that's a really good comp because they have like the same size, same length. And we saw what Jared Allen did to the Lions back in the day.
Tyler, what was I just texting you the other day, bro?
Yeah, you told me Jared Allen, and then you gave me even Bosa, I believe.
Bro, I see Jared Allen when I see Aiden Hutchinson. And for people, for the younger viewers out there, do you know what Jared Allen did in 2011? 2011, Jared Allen had 22 goddamn sacks. So if that's the same brother, if he's the same type of player, man, bring him in. And just for me jumping into my pick, I was heavy on Thibodeau in the beginning, but slowly things starting to change as far as who I really want for the Lions to draft at number two overall. And I'm gonna just say this. It was when I was watching both of their tapes, one thing that stood out to me the most is the motor. The motor in Aiden Hutchinson, it seemed like he's giving 190% every single play. And I could definitely appreciate that. I think that type of motor is what you saw in Jared Allen. Jared Allen is the same type of player. He gave it 190, 200% every single play. And I think Aiden Hutchinson is the same type of player. And I think if you could get a for sure player like that that's going to give you everything he has every single play, I think the sky's the limit. I don't think there's, as far as, Thibodeau might have a higher ceiling. I don't see that, because I see Aiden Hutchinson like a Nick Bosa. He could be like a Nick Bosa. He could be a Jared Allen. So if you're saying, Thibodeau can have a higher ceiling, Aiden Hutchinson's ceiling is elite. So I'm fine with Aiden Hutchinson right now. I think Aiden Hutchinson right now is a for sure player. And also, I'm not sure if you just see what I just posted just now, as far as Kayvon Thibodeau, it's just stuff like this is just makes you like, man, like, is he all the way there? And the reason why I say that is because it's just stuff like this. Like, he said that he was going to compete in everything. After he ran his 40, he did his bench press, which he did. He did a good, really good job. He hit the bench press. He did 27 times. Really strong cat. His 40, I think his official numbers came out as a 4.58.
It just came out right now. Yep. 4.58.
Yeah, 4.58. So he did his thing. But it's just stuff like this. It's like, all right, so he's ran his 40, did his bench press, and now he's out. He didn't want to do no drills.
Yeah, that's a little concerning to me that he didn't do the drills, because he said he was going to do everything, but he comes out and does nothing. Maybe those reports were true. I still don't buy them. I don't know. But that's interesting how he just was like, I'm not doing anything else today.
Yeah, I mean, so, if he got hurt, I get it. You know, sometimes you hurt, maybe pull something, you're like, all right, I'm not gonna mess it up. But
the reason was out there. So basically the reasoning was out there that he wants to compete as – he wants to show both that he could play linebacker and defensive line. But I guess he wants to do that at his pro day. So it wasn't an injury.
So, okay, so he's going to do everything at his pro day or something? Or?
Yeah. He said he's going to do everything at his pro day. He wants to show that he could play both defensive line and both linebacker.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's probably a sign for him. Him probably waving the red flag that he's not coming to Detroit.
Why would you say that?
Because Detroit Lions, they're looking for more. They already said they're going to do more for linemen. So, as far as, like, using, like, the right end, you know, the 4-3 package. Like, you'll see more 4-3 with the Lions, and I don't think they're going to use him as a linebacker. He's going to – if he were to come to Detroit, he'll be a defensive end.
Yeah,
so,
no, definitely. But I think he wants to show, depending on if the Lions do pass on him, that he could do both. And he
exactly.
He wants to put every, you know, NFL team on check that he could do both.
Yeah, if Hutch goes one, I'd still take Thibodeau at two.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, at that point, you don't have no choice. Unless you're going to trade back. Or I know people are saying, get what's his name?
No.
Kyle Hamilton?
Kyle Hamilton. Get Kyle Hamilton. He's the best season for sure player. Get him.
Dude, can I say one thing about Kyle Hamilton? And I love the guy. I think he's the best prospect in this draft. But these comparisons that we're hearing with Kyle Hamilton are a bit
absurd. Sean Taylor?
Dude, they're just unfair, man. Like, what is this? They're like, oh, you wouldn't want Ed Reed on your team? You wouldn't want Sean Taylor on your team? I'm like, guys, what are we saying right now? He's Sean Taylor and Ed Reed right now?
Bro.
Let's slow down a little.
Yeah, you got to slow down. Like, you got to slow down. You got to slow down a lot. Now, is it fair to say, yeah, he could potentially be damn, I'm forgetting people's names. Who the safety from the Chargers?
Derwin
James. It's fair to say he could be another Derwin James, okay? Which is an elite safety in the league. But come on, Sean Taylor, Ed Reed, stop.
Dude, every elite safety they thought of the top of their mind, they're like Kyle Hamilton, Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor. That's Kyle Hamilton. Doesn't matter what position safety they played, just a safety. Elite safety you could think of, oh, that's Kyle Hamilton. I'm like, guys. You pulled any elite safety out of your head right now and said that's Kyle Hamilton.
I like Kyle Hamilton. I like him a lot. And
I do too.
I'll say this: if the Lions could trade back, get draft capital, move to like 5, 4 or 5, I'll be okay with them drafting a Kyle Hamilton at that pick. Mm-hmm. Maybe at 5. You know, 5. That'll be good for Kyle Hamilton.
That's fair, yeah.
But 2 overall, you want to draft a safety at 2?
No.
Yeah, no. It makes no sense to me.
So, speaking of Jared Allen, I just want to bring up something. In his 13 years in the league, he had 136 sacks. So, that's about 13 sacks a year, a little more than 13 sacks a year.
I hated Jared
Allen. Oh, no. Jared Allen, yeah, he went on a terror, I think, for like 7 years. Like, he was just getting 13 sacks, 14 sacks. And that 2011, he had 22 sacks.
Yeah.
He went on a terror.
I hate Jared Allen. He averaged
10.4 sacks in his career. So, like, that's pretty impressive.
That's what I'm saying, man. If you're saying that's his ceiling, bring it to Detroit. Bring it here. That's what I want.
Yeah. The reason why I hated Jared Allen, that guy was a pest of the Lions, man. Every time he would play us, he would destroy us. It was annoying, man.
Yeah, and don't you want that on your team? Don't you want a guy that's going to give it 200% every single play?
Yes.
Yeah, so I got a question for both of you guys. So Hutchinson, obviously, he has the heart. He has the motor. There's no question about that. But we see the measurement coming around. This is more nitpicking, obviously, right now. But his arms are undersized as far as the traditional NFL edge rusher, where Kayvon Thibodeau fits the perfect criteria of an NFL edge rusher. Has the perfect length, everything that you look at an edge rusher as far as his body-wise. Kayvon Thibodeau has it. Where Hutchinson, I should say, his arms are a bit undersized for an NFL edge rusher. So does that concern you at all, or does the heart and motor just kind of overdo all of that?
Tyler, they compared that to Jared Allen. He's actually a little longer than Jared Allen, so I'm not worried about that.
I mean, I think we got to put in context too that offensive linemen are a lot bigger now. Not a lot bigger, but they're bigger. Yeah. And, you know, it's a little different NFL than when Jared Allen was playing. Jared Allen was, you know, like you guys said, 2011 was like his prime year. So the NFL has shifted gears a little bit, and there's more bigger guys on these lines now. So you bring up the point, and Jared Allen was amazing, but do you guys still think that could translate to as well as like a guy like Kayvon Thibodeau could in the NFL?
I'm not worried about the arm length or whatever.
I'm gonna say that this is what Aiden Hutchinson have is something you cannot teach. You cannot teach motor. You can't teach a guy to have a motor like that. They just either got to have it or they don't.
Yeah, and he has pass rushing moves too. Like, this is not a guy who just like wins one away. He has a few moves he could win.
He has a lot of moves he can win. Yeah, a lot. I can say this right now. We draft Aiden Hutchinson. If we rush forward, there's not going to be no quarterback sitting in the pocket having a good day and just looking around. Now, I can tell you that right now. Because eventually, Aiden Hutchinson is going to win. Because he's going to give it everything he has.
Yeah, every single play. With Hutchinson, it's either he'll win a lot of one-on-one battles with the tackle, or if you start doubling Aiden Hutchinson, it's going to open up other opportunities for your other guys on the defensive line, whoever's alongside with them, if that's Romeo on the other edge side or – you got Brockers in the middle or Levi in the middle. Whoever it is, it's going to open up holes for – or, you know, more opportunities for your other guys to be either, you know, only one-on-one, and Hutchinson could kind of be a disruptor and eat some blocks. So I do like that personally, and you guys bring up a great point with him having a great motor, and I agree with that. He has all those intangibles. And for me, it really does not matter for me who they go with, if it's Thibodeau, if it's Hutchinson. I think both guys – are really, really good players. And like Malcolm said, you can't teach motor. You can't teach heart. And to go on with Kayvon Thibodeau, I know he called it, you know, quits, I guess you could refer to as, in this combine, he left early, only participated in the bench press and only participated in the 40-yard dash and then left after that. Didn't participate in the drills. I still think there's a – I still don't question that motor in Kayvon Thibodeau, though. I know people are probably going to question even a little bit more now after this, and I think that's fair. But I don't know, man. I just don't want to put that narrative around Kayvon Thibodeau, because I thought he said something really good. If you knew what he was going through to get to this level, you know, they're just not someone who doesn't have a motor. I believe he still has a very high motor. I still think he's going to be a very good NFL player at the end of the day. So for me, it's like, however it goes, I really don't mind either way. I'm going to be really, really satisfied with either Hutchinson or with either Thibodeau. But I think it's going to be really interesting when we look back in a couple of years, and if Brad Holmes does have the option between Thibodeau or Hutchinson, that's something that he's going to be really graded on severely in how the job he's done so far, because this is a huge decision, especially if Jacksonville goes offensive line and Brad Holmes has a decision to go between Hutchinson or Kayvon Thibodeau. I mean, this is what, I'm not going to say make or breaks the franchise, but it's a huge decision, and it's going to be a really interesting decision when we see in a couple of years of how these guys progress in their NFL careers.
I'm going to say this. If Jacksonville passes on Evan Neal, they will be labeled as the dumbest franchise in the history of sports.
I think we'll have the option between both of them. I really do believe we'll have the option between both of them, Hutchinson and Thibodeau.
About the other kid, Hickey, his name,
from NC State.
You know what? You're right. You know, but the point I'm making is that if they don't invest to protect Trevor Lawrence and try to draft another edge rusher, they will be labeled as the dumbest franchise in sports. Yeah. They have to draft some tackle.
I don't think
whoever tackle
sense.
It is.
It doesn't make sense to go Hutchinson or Thibodeau for them either.
Whatever tackle it is, they need to draft a tackle.
I agree with that. I think whoever they value the highest, whether it's the guy from NC State, whether it's Evan Neal, whoever it is, you got to go tackle with that first overall pick. I just don't
say
see,
like.
I don't
say,
think you have that luxury to get Hutchinson or Thibodeau. I really don't if you're Jacksonville.
But Tyler, they have money, and say they go out and sign like a Tarron Armstead or a good tackle, right? I think then you say, okay, we could go edge rusher.
Yeah, but Pierre. Yeah. How many offensive linemen legitimately usually hit the market where you're like confident that they're the A-plus tier? And I get it. If you don't think Evan Neal or the kid from NC State is worthy of that number one pick, that's something. But I don't know, man. I think that should be your main focus right now rather than trying to get another edge rush, because they put a lot of emphasis already on that defense. You know, they drafted Josh Allen a couple of years ago in the top 10. They got Miles Jack still in that defense. Like, they've put a lot of emphasis on that defense. So I think it's finally time to start investing into now your franchise quarterback in Trevor Lawrence, and you got to put the pieces around him if you want him to be successful, for sure, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're right about that. But what I was trying to say is, like, so this year there's actually some really good offensive linemen hitting the market.
Yeah.
And say they sign, like, one or two of those guys, right? They have money. And, you know, Doug Peterson comes from Philadelphia. He likes to build those trenches up on both sides of the ball. When he was there, they had a top five D-line, top five O-line. They were really good, right?
Yeah.
So I think he might be trying to do that in Jacksonville. Like, say they go out and sign, like, a really good tackle, offensive tackle. Then at number one, they take Hutch or Thibodeau. I wouldn't be shocked.
It's going to be interesting. I want to see, just for me being a Lions fan, I would love to have the option between both of them. And I really want to see the decision Brad Holmes end up making, because I just really interested to see. I don't, you know, hold anything against him if he took either or, but I just want to see that if he gets to ultimately make that decision, and to see how it ends up panning out in the next couple of years, for sure. I think it'd be something to really keep an eye out for.
Right.
Me personally, I'll be shocked if, as far as Dan Campbell personally, if Dan Campbell personally likes Thibodeau more than
I absolutely agree with that. And I told you this, Malcolm. Remember I said I think Dan Campbell's obviously going to – I think he's going to be all in on Aiden Hutchinson. I think Brad Holmes – not to say that they're going to be conflicting on this, but I think Brad Holmes would maybe prefer a guy like Thibodeau, and I think Dan Campbell could maybe prefer a guy like Aiden Hutchinson. And at the end of the day, they're going to end up coming to
– an agreement.
Who they're going to pick. But would you agree with that, Malcolm? Do you think Brad Holmes could maybe lean more towards the athleticism and – the guy with the sexier traits, and then maybe Campbell goes with the more grit?
Both athletes with Tyler.
That's the thing. They're not that far off, man. Like, as far as, like, the 10-yard split, it wasn't identical, or I'm not sure about the official numbers, but the 10-yard split, I think they both ran a 1.62.
This has nothing to do with that. Like, I know that Hutchinson's an athlete, but I think we could all agree here. That Kayvon Thibodeau is more athletic and more of an athletic, sexy traits than Aiden Hutchinson, right? Not
with that.
You don't think Thibodeau is more of an athlete than Hutchinson?
It's not much to a point that it's like, all right, he definitely has edge. No, I'm
not saying that,
edge.
But is he? But could we agree that he is?
He ran a 4.5. He ran a 4.5 just now. So, yes, he is more athletic. I mean, he hit the bench. He just did the bench press 27 times, man. Most out of all the edge rushers. So, he's strong as hell, too. He has power, you know, he's power. He has speed. He has it, you know, but.
So I actually want to bring up something. Kayvon Thibodeau's RAS was 9.35 unofficial. And then, Aiden Hutchinson was 9.68. So Hutch is more athletic.
I don't follow. I don't really do the RAS stuff.
I don't know, man.
They factor everything. They factor vertical, broad jump, weight, height, speed, 10 yard split, 20 yard split. They factor in everything.
They do. I mean, I don't know. I think if you talk about athlete wise, who's the better athlete? It's not by a lot. It's not by much. But Kayvon Thibodeau's a better athlete.
Just because he ran a faster 40, I don't know about that. Okay, but Hutch is also, like, he weighs a lot more than him. So Hutch is 260,
and he's 258. It's like the same thing.
I believe Thibodeau is 254.
Okay, so he's like what, 11 pounds lighter? I don't know. I just think, like, if you look at both of them, like, who's a more athletic guy? Do you think Aiden Hutchinson is more athletic than him?
That's what the RAS says.
But what do you think? Forget RAS. What do you think, Pierre?
I think they're both athletic, honestly.
I do too. Who do you think is more athletic?
They're both athletic. I just think Thibodeau's more athletic.
Well, I'm looking at it right now. So Thibodeau had a 36 vertical. Or I'm sorry, Hutch. Thibodeau didn't even do a vertical or a broad jump.
Yeah, he didn't participate in those.
So right now, I don't know, because I don't see the other numbers from Thibodeau. But they're both athletes, man. Like, you can't go wrong with either player.
And that's why Raz is more, because the only thing Thibodeau did was the bench press in the 40.
Yeah.
So you can't really go by much. So that's what they're going by. So that's why I'm like, you can't really go by that.
And but, the 10-yard split and 20 split. Because
yeah, but the 10-yard. All right. Is that the official numbers? Are they exactly the same as far as like the 10-yard split?
What so he had a 162. Thibodeau had a 162. Hutch had a 162. The 20-yard split for Hutch was 275. The 20-yard split for Thibodeau was 272. Very similar athletes.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I said. Very similar, but I mean, the edge. The, I mean, who's a better athlete by an inch, by very little is Kayvon Thibodeau. But that's why, you know, when I guess when we all before the combine, we were talking about Thibodeau, and the reason why we were saying that we think Thibodeau is going to be the number two pick is because he's going to blow out the combine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like we thought, like people were like saying, yeah, he's going to run the 4.4. He's going to run the 4.4. He's going to jump out the water. He's going to do all this stuff, you know. But he didn't really do that. He
did really great. Yeah, 4.53 is still very good.
He did a really good job, but he didn't do enough to separate himself from Aiden Hutchinson. You know, Aiden Hutchinson pretty much did. He did exactly what everybody expected Aiden Hutchinson to do.
My only thing with Hutchinson is, I mean, with Thibodeau is, why do you say you're going to do everything and you just be like, all right, I'm not doing this?
That is interesting. Yeah, I don't know why he would publicly say that and then just walk away.
That's my thing with him, man. I mean, I don't know, man. Like, as I've been diving more into these guys to see who exactly I want, and I knew this was going to happen because, like, it happens. Like, one day I could be all in a guy, and then I could wake up one day and be like, yo, what the fuck? What? No. Let's go to this guy, you know? That's how it was. Like, literally, like, 2 days ago, I was like, wait a minute. I think Aiden Hutchinson might be the pick for Detroit.
And then he also called himself Jadeveon Clowney 2.0. That's like
he called himself Javon. He called himself Clowney 2.0.
Yes, he did.
But why would you want to call yourself that? Why would you want to call yourself that, man?
No, he didn't know what he said. That flags. They're just things that I want to know more about. Like, why are you calling yourself a Clowney 2.0? And why did you?
There's no way he said that.
Google it. Search it right now. He did.
But why? Why would you say that?
I don't know. Why he said that. But the thing is with him, man, I just want to know why he's like, all right, I'm out. Like, I'm not out on him, but that just kind of concerns me, though. It's not a red flag. I just want to know what's going on.
So here, I got the full quote right here. Oregon end, Kayvon Thibodeau met with the Texans today. I'd love to be in Houston. I'd love to play in that Lovie Smith system. Pointed to Jadeveon Clowney in the franchise history of pass rushers and says he's built off him. I'm like Jadeveon 2.0.
Oh, man.
That was the quote.
I mean, you know what, Jay, you know, Clowney in the beginning, his earlier years, he was damn near elite, was he?
He's good. He's just injuries have killed that guy.
Injuries, yeah, destroyed his life.
He got pressured, not sacks, but that's still like big.
I guess you know what I think. I guess he's comparing his size, maybe, because you look at his size. What is he? 6'6"? 6'5"?
I don't know.
158. Maybe they have the same body type. I don't know.
Yeah, Jadeveon 6'5", 255. Yeah, very similar.
So I guess the body frame is similar, I guess he was trying to say. I don't know. I would have went that route. I would have said somebody like Von Miller.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Jadeveon's not the greatest guy you want to be compared to, definitely. No, especially if it's your mouth. If it's someone else's mouth, it's something else, but when it's coming from your mouth, personally, yeah, I agree. You could have probably went other ways with that.
Now, what do you say, like for Aiden Hutchinson, like if he came out and said, yeah, I want to be like Jared Allen, you say, you damn right you want to be like Jared Allen.
Yeah, that's fine. Jared Allen has had a hell of a career. But that's exactly. That's like saying, oh, I want to be like Trey Flowers. Oh, you do?
Wait. Maybe he want to make money. Maybe he just want to make money and chill. That's what Trey Flowers really did, make money and chill.
Yeah. I think it's interesting, though, because I agree with you. I thought Thibodeau would maybe have some more eye-popping numbers, but at the same time, I can't be disappointed with what he did, because what he did is still very impressive. I mean, he still had a very good combine, even though he didn't participate in every drill, but he did what he had to do, in my opinion, still.
Yeah, for what he competed in, absolutely. He did a good job. Yeah. I mean, he's leading all edge rushers in that bench press. Yeah. So that just shows you he is strong as hell. He is strong as shit. But my thing is, like, after seeing that, Tyler, does that make you saying, yeah, he deserves to be the number two overall pick? Did your perception change on who the hell you should draft? The Lions should draft. I know you're saying that you don't care who they draft, but I know you were all on Kayvon Thibodeau.
I was leaning towards Thibodeau. Yes.
Yeah, you. I think you're leaning heavy. Like you were leaning all the way to the other side of Thibodeau. You were like Thibodeau it is.
No, I wouldn't say all the way here, but I like Thibodeau. Thibodeau is my guy, and Utch is my guy too, because obviously he played for my Michigan Wolverines. But that obviously has no, you know, how I think with either guy. I don't base that my college team how I want the Lions to go. So that doesn't really play an effect at all. So Thibodeau was my guy. I thought he had the more athleticism size, but I think what Aiden really did, and I knew he could do this, but like you guys kind of mentioned, he was very, very close with Kayvon Thibodeau. And I think something that we have to judge, you know, more basically on is the game film we saw this year. And I think we could all agree here that Aiden Hutchinson had way better game film than Kayvon Thibodeau. And that should be the ultimate moving factor when you're drafting a guy. That should be the number one thing on your list when you're evaluating a guy is who was better on the football field, not the underwear combine, who ran faster. Because at the end of the day, that should be second or third on your priority list. I think number one should be the football film. Second should be the guy, or you could put that together with number one, who the guy is, his personality and everything. Is he a fit for your team? So that's one, you know, that's a tie, football skills and the guy that he is. And then after that, that's when you get into the metrics, the combine and all that. I don't know, man. It's still really close to me. Like I said, it does not matter to me. But have I said my opinion may be altered to Aiden Hutchinson a little bit? I'm not going to lie. It has a little bit. You know, they have altered a little bit towards Hutchinson. And if I had to pick one, gun pointed to my head right now, man.
Pick one, goddammit.
It's tough, dude. It really is tough.
Bro, just pick one.
Yeah, pick one, goddammit. Just pick one.
It's tough, dude.
It's not that tough.
It is. They're really good football players, and they have different, like.
You just said you're going to lean more towards Hutchinson, so Hutchinson's your guy, obviously.
Yeah.
He still likes it. He still likes it a lot.
That's fine. That's
two of those metrics are just so sexy, man. I want him on my football team, too.
Hey, you can't go wrong with either pick, especially I think the Lions have a good developmental staff in place.
That's how I feel. I don't know, man. I'm very. Man, that hurts my head, dude. Who do I want more? I don't know. I don't know what I want more.
Man, it's Hutchinson, man. He's a guy for Detroit, goddammit.
All right, guys. Hope you guys all enjoyed our Twitter live session talking about Amari Cooper, talking about the Thibodeau and Aiden Hutchinson debate after the combine. Yep. And we'll be back next Friday for another Twitter live session. With that being said, I'm out, guys. Peace.
Hey, guys. Hope you're all staying safe, and I'm out. Peace.
All right, y'all. It's your boy Malcolm, and I am out. Peace.